Nearly 30,000 legal immigrants from around the state could lose their health insurance at the end of next month. Beacon Hill lawmakers cut the group out of the state health plan as they look to close a multi-billion-dollar state budget gap. Governor Deval Patrick has proposed reinstating at least part of the funding to cover non-citizens at a reduced level. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis introduces us to a few of the people who might find themselves without state-subsidized insurance come September.
Bazlul Wahab was born in Bangladesh. He studied engineering and developed skills attractive to American high-tech companies. He now lives in Woburn with his wife and children. Wahab's been in this country 17 years, and a few years ago, he became a U.S. citizen. One of the best parts of citizenship for Wahab was that he could finally get his mother a green card and reunite his family.
Obviously, I was very much interested to bring her here so that she can see the country and come to know about the country.
Wahab's 62-year-old mother spends her days at home, where she helps watch Wahab's children. She suffers from diabetes and high blood pressure, and her health has improved since she started seeing American doctors. Wahab says care is better here, although way more expensive than in Bangladesh, where people pay out of pocket for relatively inexpensive doctor's visits. Since Wahab's mother doesn't have a job with health insurance, she's used Commonwealth Care, the state's health care plan. It helps pay for her doctor's appointments, lab work, and medications. But that might stop. Lawmakers passed a budget this summer ending care for legal immigrants who've been in the country less than 5 years. And that could split up Wahab's family.
If we find out that we are in a very difficult situation and she's not getting good health care here, one good possibility is for her to go back. Because, as you know, the medical expenses without health insurance is not affordable in this country.
Not affordable. That's what state lawmakers say about including the 28,000 legal immigrants in the state health care plan. Revenues are down some $3 billion, and new immigrants cost more to cover than citizens. The federal government doesn't subsidize Medicaid for people who've had green cards less than 5 years. But that wasn't always so.
Historically, it was the case that as far as things like coverage for Medicaid, which is for poor people, or Medicare, which is for the elderly, people who were legal permanent immigrants to the U.S. were treated the same as citizens.
That's Leighton Koo. He's a professor of public health at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. The law changed in 1996, and immigrants with green cards or other legal status for 5 years or less couldn't get Medicaid.
A number of states have felt that that wasn't right and have said we're going to use our own state funds to cover legal immigrants. This includes relatively big states like New York, California, and historically Massachusetts. The United States as a whole feels a little ambiguous about immigrants. Sometimes we like to say that we're the country that lets everyone in, and at times we're sort of concerned and xenophobic and we don't want the immigrants.
Lawmakers may be wrestling with that tension now as they consider whether to stick with the original plan, not to cover immigrants, or cover them at a reduced level. The governor proposed spending $70 million, half the amount spent last year.
You know, if we're going to bankrupt the middle class in order to cover people who just barely came to this state.
State Treasurer Tim Cahill spoke against the plan on a radio talk show broadcast on WRKO.
And then send a message to everyone else, come to Massachusetts and we'll cover you. That's not really protecting our own citizens who have grown up here and spent their lives here and want to either raise a family or keep their family here like I'm trying to do.
Cahill doesn't have a vote, but he may have a sense of popular sentiment. Several lawmakers have said off the record that they're receiving many calls from constituents urging them not to support the compromise, so much that they don't want to be connected to restoring health care coverage for legal immigrants. That troubles Eugenio Hernandez. Like many of the immigrants who may lose state-sponsored insurance, he has a low-paying job that doesn't give him health insurance.
Yo pago mis impuestos, pago mi seguro.
I pay my taxes, he says. I pay my insurance. So how is it we contribute to this country, and then all of a sudden they say we're going to cut your insurance? Hernandez is in treatment for prostate cancer, and the Salvadoran janitor can barely afford to pay for medical appointments, never mind surgery or radiation. But he can't afford to miss them either. And like the 28,000 other legal immigrants around the state in his situation, he's trying to imagine a life here without health insurance. For Hernandez, that could mean skipping appointments that could save his life, or racking up thousands and thousands in debt. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.